Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by Jack Kane Ford. Find your next Ford Tough vehicle at caneford.com. Woodhill Community Center. Have a hand in the heart of the city. Support their mission with your donations at woodhillcommunitycenter.org. Toyota in Nicholasville Superstore. Online consultants are standing by right now to help you find your next Toyota. Visit toyotaonnicholasville.com. Lexus of Lexington. Home of the best-selling Lexus IS. Find yours today at lexusoflexington.com. Introducing the redesigned CatholicSingles.com, featuring new ways that put the spotlight on the person and their faith, not just a profile picture. For the past 20 years, faithful Catholics have used CatholicSingles.com, and the reimagined CatholicSingles.com website is ready to help single Catholics take the next step in sharing meaningful relationships with other faithful Catholics. Remember, CatholicSingles.com for faith, fellowship, and love.
Journey with Judy. Honest, open, transparent. It's hot.
There's no such thing as perfect people. There's no such thing as a perfect life. So long as you are broken and scarred, lift up your heart and be amazed and be changed.
Thank you for tuning in right here on Lake 96.1 to Journey with me, Judy Hare, this Sunday morning. Every time I come to do this show, I typically draw from the experience I had the week before. Some story, some circumstance, some event, something that I feel like just where God was so present, and I try to connect the dots between faith and life. And so I had every intention of talking to you extensively, right? I was going to tee this show up. My opening story was going to be about the experience I had at the Zac Brown concert at Alpine. Now, I can't not tell you this, but there's a whole better story, and of course I'm going to make it all come together at some point, I hope. So here's the deal. I was not at Alpine, or the last time I was at Alpine was in 1989. Now, that's like a billion years ago, but the last time I was there, the cool thing was I had some experience of a concert. I'm pretty sure it was a Jimmy Buffett concert, and it was a turning point in my life because the next day I checked into a drug treatment center. So I went from Alpine into a drug treatment center after this experience of this concert. So pulling into Alpine, nothing was familiar to me. I mean, there's like 40,000 people attended this venue. And as I was even driving there, coming up in the back and, you know, pulling into the parking spot, and it's like I had never been there before. And I always say that not remembering is not the same as not knowing. Like, you know something happened, but sometimes you just kind of tuck it away. In this case, it was tucked way down deep, and it was a literal blur to me. What was so crazy is, as I was walking into the venue from the parking area, which was like, it seemed like about a mile, it was all coming back to me. What I recalled so vividly as I was walking is it's really elevated, so you literally feel like you're walking downhill. And I remember tumbling down that hill a couple times in 1989, which of course led me into the changes I made in my life. But the reality was, the closer I got to the stage or to hearing the music, all this stuff was coming back to me. And it was overwhelming, the memories that were like flooding in when just, you know, 100 steps before, I had zero recollection of it. So what was so awesome was I lived through this concert. In this case, I was not high at all, and I'm pretty sure the people around me could not say the same. But it was an absolute blast. I loved listening to Zac Brown. I wasn't sure I knew any of his songs. As it turned out, I knew all of his songs. And what an amazing venue, a way for people to just make some fabulous memories. And on the way out, I was walking to the car, and I heard these people screaming to me, and it was some of my girlfriends from Lake 96. They fed me and they fed my friends, and you just never know who you're going to see at a concert, especially when you are coherent. Like, it helps to be coherent and mindful, and in this case, I got to be the designated driver. So it was a beautiful thing and a beautiful experience. But here's the other experience I got to have since I journeyed with you last time, which of course reminded me so much of the Zac Brown concert, was I got to speak to 55 young ladies, which they were described to me as underprivileged, and 150 influential mentors, donors, contributors to the Boys and Girls Club. And I am telling you, the entire time I drove home from Oshkosh, Wisconsin, I just kept thinking, like, this is exactly like the Zac Brown concert. So let me tell you what 55 young girls in an afternoon tea have to do with Zac Brown and me. So you're journeying with Judy right here on Lake 96.1. We'll be back after the break. So I don't know if there's a lot of people out of 40,000 people at the Zac Brown concert who wanted to leave something behind them or didn't want to be reminded of maybe what happened at the concert. But I, on the other hand, was so mindful of the fact that I got out of there alive. I did not end up back in a treatment center. However, I did spend the rest of the evening from 2 a.m. until Monday running back and forth to the bathroom, but that was only because I took an antibiotic and had an allergic reaction to it, and we'll save that story for another day. But here's the deal. What seemed to start out as this ordinary gig on a Saturday night became extraordinary, and so many facets of it are what made it extraordinary. But I think the highlight for me was looking back and realizing that what I had forgotten all about, as it came back to mind, I was actually able to draw from what we've been talking about for weeks and weeks, which is, like, how can this time be better than last time? And in this case, this time going to Alpine was better than last time. And there's a whole lot of reasons why. But what I was so mindful of is how what I thought I didn't remember, there was very vivid memories, and in the right setting, those memories were triggered. And so it went from ordinary to extraordinary, and mostly because I was able to look back and see just how much God has done in my life since 1989. And while it's far from perfect, it is so much better than the condition I showed up here to do this show this morning in much better condition than I showed up to the Zac Brown concert in 1989. But speaking of extraordinary, I met the most extraordinary young ladies who, they look very ordinary, much like my experience. And the more time I spent with them, it became obvious how very extraordinary they were. And they were these 7 to 10 year old girls. Now, it's been a long time since my girls were that age, and so I don't have a good memory, thanks be to God. But being in the presence of what was considered to be these underprivileged young ladies was such an incredible privilege to me, because they had just completed, they are members of the Oshkosh Boys and Girls Club, and they are members who just completed 6 weeks of character development. And these young ladies learned about character and manners, proper dress, and self-respect. And I just kept thinking about how maybe different some of our lives would be if we were able to learn what they learned at that age. So that when you get to be 50, you kind of understand what you should have understood, which would have caused you to maybe do some things differently. But to look at these young ladies, they looked completely ordinary. What was extraordinary was some of the situations that life threw at them. So unlike me, back in 1989, I made some choices that were not becoming, that were not in the highest, truest, best version of myself. But these 55 girls, they didn't have a lot of choice in the way their life has panned out for 7, 8, 9, or 10 years. And so I was so moved by them, because to look at them, they seemed just like any other young lady. But to talk to them and to hear their story, it was so inspiring. And so it was so cool as they invited me to come to this venue and take the stage. There was no pressure because the only people who spoke before me were Miss America 2012 and a gold medalist Olympic skier and a news anchor. I was so glad I didn't read the lineup before I got there because I wouldn't have showed up. But they asked me to come and inspire these young women, to remind them that the past doesn't have to confine them, but only remind them of how far they've come and what their life could be. And so it was humbling to know that they were the inspiration to me. They gave me encouragement. They empowered me to want to be a better person because of some of the stories they shared. And here's what was so cool. I interviewed a lot of 7 to 9 year old girls, 7 to 10 year old girls before I got there. And I asked them, like, what is the absolute worst thing about being a girl? And in many cases, they all said something about brushing your hair or having to wash your hair. At 50 years old, that has not changed. But the cool thing is, one of them said, the worst thing about being a girl is you don't know what boys are thinking. Now, at 7 years old, I just want to remind anyone, that does not change either. You never know what boys are thinking. But here's what they said consistently when I asked them what was the best thing about being a girl. And what do they wish, if they could tell a girl, every girl, one thing, what would that be? And they said the best thing about being a girl was cute clothes, cute shoes, and fun hairstyles. And having other girls as friends. Now, I didn't want to enlighten them that changes, because sometimes those girls turn out not to be your friends later, but since they're 10 and under, they haven't figured that out. And they said the best thing about being a girl is that boys don't know just how beautiful and strong they are. And I thought that was really cool. And then they said they wish every girl knew that they are beautiful and strong inside and out, no matter what. And not because someone told them. And they also repeated that they wish they knew what boys were thinking. So, I am so overwhelmed with emotion today. Just days, it's been days since I was in the presence of these young ladies. Because they have touched my heart so profoundly. Because I don't know what it's going to take for them to not remember. I don't know what will trigger them in their life, where all of a sudden the memories of the past come, you know, flooding in, and how they'll navigate that. I mean, I just trust that to the goodness of God, that he'll restore what has been broken and recover what's been lost for some of these young ladies. But they were absolutely phenomenal. And they had these 6 character building classes. And so, of course, I gave them 6 points. I had to keep it simple, which is beautiful because I'm like the most simple person. And so I gave them 6 points. I left them with 6 points of how they would walk with dignity to their destiny. And it was super fun. And wait, one more story before we go to the break. I sat with a little girl and I had heard her story, and it was a story of being put in a cage, being abused physically and sexually for a number of years, not being fed. And she was 8 years old, and she was the most beautiful little girl, and just the most beautiful girl. Anyway, we had tea together, and I told her that she couldn't have the tea because the people that were running the event said the little girls have tea, the big girls have coffee. And it was the sweetest thing when she came back to the table with her cup, and I said, oh, honey, did you go get more tea? And she said, no, I accidentally got coffee. And so I just love that at 8 years old, she's accidentally doing some things that I hope those cycles of defeat can stop, because she might accidentally do some of the things that the host of the show did. Anyway, you're Journey with Judy right here on Lake 96.1, and I hope you didn't accidentally tune in, but I hope you'll stay with us on the other side of the break. We'll be back. Thanks to Cunis Country Auto Group.
It's there on the mountain top. There in the every day and the Monday, there in the sorrow and the dancing, your great grace, oh such grace.
Welcome back. You're journeying with Judy right here on Lake 96.1. We're talking about this amazing experience that I had, not only at the Zac Brown concert of not remembering, but going to the Oshkosh Boys and Girls Club and having the privilege of being in the company of what was told to me as some underprivileged kids. And you know what? It's impossible to encounter these young ladies and not be just so moved. It's like it changes you. And I hope that, you know, for days to come, I will be mindful of the so many people that have not had the things that I literally take for granted on a daily basis. And so the idea was these young ladies would have the opportunity to go through these 6 weeks, right? Six classes around character building, around dress and self-respect and manners. And it was about like knowing your values so you could be growing your value. And so it was so wonderful that I got to be in their presence and inspire them, even though they inspired me, to remind them that the past is a place of reference, right? It does not have to be a place of residence, and that they are these extraordinary young ladies as they navigate what seems to be this ordinary life, which is so unusual and unfamiliar to so many of us. And so they agreed. They raised their hands and said they wanted to walk with dignity to their destiny. And I told them that if it's one thing to want to, it's another thing to know how to, right? So I kind of expanded on the learning that they were doing. And I told them these six things. And the first thing, and I think it applies to all of us, not just 7 to 10 year old girls, is that we got to walk. Like, we actually have to do it. We just can't stand there. We have to walk. We can't just be talking about it. We got to be walking about it. We got to be being about it. And so to be reminded that it doesn't matter how unsure or uncertain, how difficult something might be, how unfamiliar it might be. The reality is it's not supposed to be easy. It's not supposed to be comfortable. And oftentimes it is completely unfamiliar. But if we just keep walking, the idea is, and the reality is, that God will give us all we need to continue to walk with dignity. Like, dignity being that self-respect and honor and to know that we are worthy, right? Not better than anyone else, but worthy. As children of God. And so I gave them the example of a shoe, like a really uncomfortable shoe, and you still jam your foot in there and you still walk around in it and you live through it. And once you take it off, you feel better. But without walking, they will never get to their destiny. And so the number two thing was, know that you're ready, right? Everything that we go through is preparing us, right? It's a process in which we go through to be ready for whatever comes next, and to be reminded that we are enough. We have what it takes, and life has a way of getting us ready for whatever is on the other side of stuff, right? So these girls got ready for 6 weeks for this afternoon tea. It was a celebration of who they are and what they've been through leading up to this. They got all dressed up in these beautiful dresses, and it was, in some cases, the first time they had ever had a brand new dress on or a brand new pair of shoes. And these volunteers came in from all over the Appleton area to do their hair and put makeup on them. And they looked so beautiful. But the reality was, we were reminding them that they can go through it, right, in order to grow through it. And it's not about being lucky, my friends. It is not about being lucky, but recognizing God's grace and blessings are in the experience. So I made him scream, number one, I'm walking. And number two, I'm ready. And I had 55 girls screaming. And of course, the younger girls were screaming about as loud as the not so young girls that were in the audience. Okay, number three was to believe. To believe that it's going to get better, because, you know, sometimes it has to get worse before it gets better. And these women, old and young, have survived, right? We have survived our worst days. We're on the other side of those. And when we draw from that and we realize that sometimes the past can remind us of how far we've come, but it is not intended to confine us or to define us. So then I talked a little bit about my book and how my whole story of all these things that I was at one point ashamed of and embarrassed of, and I thought made me less than, has become a catalyst for what I do every day. And it helps people believe that they're not alone and that the future can be bigger than the past. And so we look out our windshield in the front and realize what lies ahead is so much bigger than what we look back in when we look at our rearview mirror. Now, those of you who know, I do not look at my rearview mirror. And last week when I left here, I was pulling out and I was a little distracted and I literally had a guy pull up next to me and yell some obscenities that I'm not even allowed to say on the radio. They were so hurtful and hateful. All I was doing was being a distracted driver. But anyway, that leads me to bullet point number four, which was to remind them to stay in their lane, right? To run their own race at their own pace and to not be comparing themselves, right? Do not compare. Comparison is the death of contentment. And we know that no matter what age or stage we are, woman or man, whatever stage of faith we are, we're doing fine until we start looking and comparing ourselves to other people. Because when we do that, we either are above them or we are below them. And neither place is a position of grace. But instead, we just continue to run our race. And we recognize that every time we look back or look to the side, it is a distraction from what it is that we were personally called to be and do, which is just becoming the best version of ourselves. So I reminded them not to be distracted and to stay focused, coming from someone who is neither and always both of those things. Okay. So they yelled, "I believe," and then they yelled, "I'm staying." Number four was, "I'm staying in my lane." Number five was, inside out. Like, this is an inside out job. We become the best version of ourselves starting from the inside out. And of course, God gave me this perfect example to share with them, which was that morning when I went to the gym, to the exercise facility in my hotel room. I got to the gym and was running on the treadmill to realize that my pants were inside out. Now, that wasn't too embarrassing because I didn't know anybody else that was around me. But the idea was that when we start from the inside out, that we have a much better chance of integrating what it is that helps us become the best version of ourselves. So that character building, that self-respect, that walking with dignity to our destiny is an inside job. And then when we put on success or accomplishment or beautiful clothes or beautiful makeup, it becomes so much more impactful because it is not just a surface thing. It is the real deal that has come from the inside out. And number six, to just be you. The very best version of you, regardless of your experience, your upbringing, your platform may be different, but you are not ordinary. You are absolutely extraordinary. And what matters to each of us is what matters to all of us. To just simply become the highest and truest best version of who we're called to be. And we do that by walking with dignity to our destiny. So thank you for journeying with Judy this Sunday. And please, if you can do anything in terms of supporting any Boys and Girls Club, I couldn't possibly give you all of the details of what they do on a regular basis to provide opportunities, inspiration, empowerment to the future leaders of our country and schools and churches and everything. So anyway, you're going to want to look them up. And if not, at least keep it hot, honest, open, and transparent. Peace out.
Thank you for listening to Breadbox Media. Find more about us at breadboxmedia.com.